Hello, children. How nice of you to come visit us. We have been expecting you.
I spent last weekend in Korea, and while I was there, I bought a newspaper which had an article all about Korean ghosts. The most feared ghost in Korea is called the Virgin Ghost, or Cheonyo Gwishin. And 79% of Koreans said that this was the most scary ghost for them. She has long, long dark hair, a white face, and dark circles around her eyes. Blood drips from her mouth. And she's a ghost because she was so upset by not getting married while she was alive that she comes back to haunt newlywed couples. Another interesting Korean ghost is called a gumiho, and the gumiho is a golden fox which has 9 tails. Aha, how nice, I hear you say. But actually, this fox can turn into a beautiful girl and entices young men to come into her house in the mountains. Ah, all very well, I hear you cry. But when they fall asleep, she eats their livers. Ah! The gumiho has a precious stone, which is made of the energy of their former victims. This precious stone is the key to fulfilling this fox's wish, which is to become a true human being. There is also a bachelor ghost who is rather like the virgin ghost in that it was someone who couldn't get married or find love in this life. So many of the ghosts in Korea seem to resent the living and come back and haunt them. And this is the same in Japan, where the ghosts bear a grudge against the living. In Japan, as in Korea, many of the ghosts are women. I wonder whether this is because the women in these countries are much scarier than the women in the West, or whether it's society's way of dealing with the guilt of the way that women are treated. What do you think? I hope you have a happy Halloween and it's not too scary. Goodbye now.